Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was just watching a comedy special on YouTube. I don't know, I really like the comedy, and there's a... I think I've talked about it before. I'm not a goody-two-shoes, and I've done things in my life. Is it curse or cuss? I don't know. I say bad words. I say bad words occasionally. Although I will say this, I've never been... It's not... I have no problem with cursing. Like, it's fine. Say fuck, say shit, say whatever. I don't like GD. I don't say it personally. You'd have to get me really mad. But anyway. But I've never been a person to cuss a lot. It's just, it's never been my thing. Probably the most I cussed is when I did the Adam and Maddie show. Because Maddie was just he just cursed every other sentence. And nothing wrong with that. But he was just a cusser. Cursor. Now I don't even know how to say. But, you know, I digress. But I'm just saying, you know, I will say a curse word from time to time. I don't have a problem with it. It's not a goody-two-shoes thing. I probably don't do it a lot. I don't know. I don't count. But, I like clean comedy. Maybe it doesn't matter. I mean, I like dirty comedy as well, but sometimes I find when a comedian is just dirty and cussing and just, you know, outlandish the whole show, it just gets to be a little bit much. And they have this channel on YouTube called Dry Bar Comedy or something like that. And I assume it's comedians that don't really get too sexual, don't curse, don't whatever. And I find them to be really funny a lot of the times. Anyway, I really don't know why I'm even telling you guys that. It doesn't matter. I mean, I watch comedians that are dirty or, you know, that cuss as well. And I don't have a problem with them. But for whatever reason, anyway, there's this channel on YouTube and they have all these. But, you know, it's interesting. And I may have talked about this before, but it's interesting because I believe that either all of these videos from this channel are from one particular comedy club, or it's run by Mormons. I'm not really sure because they always talk about being in Utah. And so I feel like, you know, it's this, you know, Utah, they need a comedy club where people can go and, oh, you know, it's got to be family friendly, you know. I don't know why I'm making that accent, but we've got, and we can't drink coffee and we can't drink alcohol and we can't, you know, do all these things. But I just, you know, there's not much baggage attached to it. If it's, I don't know what I'm saying. I was watching comedy. That's it. I was watching comedy. I like comedy. It was funny. And, that's it. So, what is going on in my life? Well, I'll tell you. Mark and I are going to Kansas City this weekend. Kansas City, get a rope. And we're going on Saturday. It's a Filipino kind of trip. It's not really, all the Filipino friends are going because they're celebrating the birthday of a couple of the Filipino friends. And it's a couple of ladies and they invited Mark to the girls' night out, but they did not invite me. Here, I guess I'm the man in the relationship. I guess that's just what happened, but they didn't invite me. Everyone's going, all the husbands and wives. Most of the Filipino friends are families, so they have husbands and wives and children and all that kind of stuff. Even Mark and I are a couple, so, you know, there aren't a lot of single people, but the guys, I don't know what they're going to do. So we're driving to Kansas City and they're going to a steakhouse, which I would really like to eat at in the casino. It's a Gordon Ramsay place. I think it's a steakhouse. Maybe a burger place. I'm not sure. Regardless, it is a restaurant that I would like to go to. But I was not invited to the ladies' night. So I'm going to go with Mark, and we're going to drive and everything. And then he's going to have the ladies' night, and I guess I'm going to get room service and sit in the room because I don't want to hang out with the men, all these straight men. Like, I don't want to hang out with them. And maybe they're not going to hang out together. I don't even know. Like, I'm not sure. And but it'll be fine. We'll play some blackjack, do some slots. He'll eat at there. Maybe I'll get room service, or maybe I'll get food at that restaurant, but just take it up to the room. It'd be really weird if I got a table by myself at the same restaurant where they're having this ladies' night. And I'm just like, hey, waving to everyone. Well, you didn't invite me to the ladies' night, but I really wanted to try this food. And so I'm going to sit over here. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And so we're going to Kansas City, and I thought my parents would keep Sydney. Again, Sydney's my dog, our dog, for anyone who doesn't know who Sydney is at this point. And so anyway, Mark says, you need to check with them and make sure that they're going to be able to keep Sydney, because we can't take her with us, and you haven't checked yet. And he's already booked the room and everything. And so I say, okay, I'll text them now. So yesterday, last night, I texted them. I said, hey, can you keep Sydney on the weekend? And they text back and say, we're going to be out of town at your brother's house. And so I'm like, oh, crap. Well, I said, so what are you guys doing with Shane? That's their dog. And they're like, we don't know. We thought we would ask you to keep him. So apparently I'm the same person as my parents. I had procrastinated and I had assumed they were going to be in town to keep Sydney. They had procrastinated and assumed that we were going to be in town to keep Shane. Because normally we keep Shane when they're gone. They keep Sydney. We trade back and forth. And so luckily I was like, well, I guess we're going to have to do a boarding place. So my mom called a boarding place, the place. Shane is old. Sydney is not young, but Shane is much older. And, he's deaf. He's going blind. He can barely walk. When he lays down, he doesn't like to try to get back up because he has trouble. I mean, he grows lumps all over the place. They're not cancer, but he just like grows these lumps and they have to get them removed. Moles and lumps. And I mean, he's just old. And my parents think that he cannot go to a boarding place without Sydney. They think he would just not do well without having her there. I don't even think they like each other. But anyway... she called a place that they normally take him, that's his vet, and they worked it all out. We're going to be able to board her. They put them in the same kennel. I don't know how big this kennel is, but they put them in the same kennel because, I don't know, I guess my mom doesn't want Shane to be in a kennel by himself. Sydney, I can just imagine that she is so annoyed. Sydney is such a brat. When Shane is over here, or anytime they're together, we have a doggy door. My parents have a doggy door. Shane is now afraid to come back in from outside the doggy door because Sydney will stand next to the doggy door in the inside and wait on him to come in. And the minute his head pops through the doggy door, she will pounce on him. And now he's afraid to come back in. Again, I don't think they like each other. Sydney is a brat. But mom thinks they need to be in the same kennel. Anyway, it's taken care of. They're going to be, apparently they're going to see my brother. And my mom says, your brother, his feelings are hurt because he said you and Mark never go see him. You could stay there, spend the night, whatever. He's like, and she said, one day your dad and I are not going to be around and, you and your brother need to learn how to stay in contact with each other. Like, I love my brother, but he and I have zero in common. Zilch. Nothing. Also, because my brother said, you know, I'm always coming up there to see them, and they never come down here and see me. South Arkansas is what he's talking about. And I said to my mom, he comes up here to see you. He doesn't come up here to see Mark and I. We just happen to live here. He doesn't come to our house. We have to go to your house to see him when he's here. Anyway, they're going to see my brother, so good for them. I got a notification on the Alaska cruise that, you know, they gave me all the new health stuff, like what the protocols are going to be and all that kind of stuff. And I'm getting excited about that because it's only 30 days away. And I'm looking forward to it. So I will have to have a negative test and proof of vaccination, but it all should be good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.